I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The British Prime Minister Theresa May has opened a crucial five-day debate on Brexit by warning Parliament that the choice is between her deal, no deal and no Brexit.
Don't let anyone here think that there's a better deal to be won by shouting louder. Yeah. Don't imagine that if we vote this down, a different deal is going to miraculously appear. The alternative is uncertainty and risk. So I promise you today, this is the very best deal for the British people. I ask you to back it in the best interests of our constituents and our country.
During the debate, Mrs. May said the EU had neither the time nor the inclination to reopen negotiations before Britain leaves next March. The US special counsel Robert Mueller says Donald Trump's former national security adviser Michael Flynn should face little or no prison time for giving what he called substantial assistance to the Russian election meddling probe. Mr. Mueller is leading an investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 US presidential election. In court documents filed on Tuesday, Robert Mueller said Mr. Flynn has given first-hand details of contacts between Mr. Trump's transition team and Russian government officials. US stocks have fallen sharply on fears of an economic slowdown. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had its worst day in nearly 3 months. All of the major US indexes ended the trading day down by more than 3%.
We've seen all of the major indexes down more than 3%. You've got bank stocks leading the way, but it wasn't just bank stocks. It was transportation stocks, industrial stocks, Caterpillar, General Electric. A lot of this has to do with concerns or warning signals flashing from the bond market, suggesting that there's perhaps worries about economic growth lying in the future. The likelihood of a recession is much higher. And that's why market watchers are paying so much attention to this and getting spooked today.
That was Michelle Fleury, and markets in Asia also opened sharply lower. A group of US Congress members have called on the Rwandan government to drop charges against Diane Ruiga, a government critic who's facing up to 22 years in prison on charges of incitement and fraud. She's due to be sentenced in Rwanda later today. Supporters say the charges are politically motivated and arose from Ms. Ruiga's bid to run against President Paul Kagame in last year's elections. World News from the BBC.